Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's a party. It's a Metal Injection party. Hardy! Woo!
We got the booze. Blooming onion.
We got the booze, the blooming onion, and the boobs. Lots of boobies. We got Noah's boobies. We got Jenna's boobies. We got my boobies.
Boobies.
God damn it, that was my joke.
It's not a joke, it's reality.
Not if I'm in denial. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Livecast. We have a great show for you tonight. JCBD will be here a little later on. It's a huge thing. He's going to do the world premiere. It's going to be the world premiere of his new band. He has a band.
What kind of band is it?
I'm not even sure. I don't even know. He just he called me up. He called me up and he was like, I don't do a good JCBD impression, but you know, he's just like, Robert, I have a new band. Something like that. And then I was like, all right, I want to premiere it on the Livecast.
So what, like, you don't think of him as being a musical
band? Yeah, it's a metal band, he told me. That's all he would tell me. He wouldn't tell me any more information.
Really?
We're going to find out a little later.
So we could, like, thrash it or trash it.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. And,
there'd be lots of trashing.
Oh. How do you know?
Maybe no, I don't mean that, like, because there's another element.
Yeah,
we're
getting trashed.
Oh.
We decided that it would be a good idea to do.
We decided.
Yeah, it's in my best interest to do a drinking game. No Pepsi involved.
I'm gonna mix it with Pepsi.
I'm gonna mix it with Dubs, like the one I'm smoking right now.
Oh man.
And,
you are so gonna throw up, Rob.
I know. But that's my goal. My goal. My goal is to vomit before the 2 hours are up. So the drinking game, we haven't really fully discussed the rules. Let's come up with it now. Two things, you know, it's going to be me, Noah's in. Who else is in? Anthony. Anthony's here. Anthony, are you in the drinking game?
Present.
Present, okay, that's a yes. And
Frank.
Frank's in.
Frank's here. He's eating, but he will also be drinking. So a bunch of us are going to be getting drunk. Sid, Darren, you guys are going to be the babysitters?
Yeah, we'll chaperone.
And
you guys just
we have
up one
for our Saturday.
And Jenny is going to be the one rolling the doobs,
someone's
right, Jenny?
Got to carry you home.
Yeah.
That's right. Jenny brought the weed.
Okay.
So it's going to be a good show. So, yeah, one of the ways, you know, if you want to see us drunk, I mean, it's a participatory game. Excuse me. Vomited a little in my mouth. No. It's a participatory game, so anytime we get a caller, we take a shot of Jaeger.
Oh. This should be also one of the things.
All right.
To kill two birds with one stone, we also have now an instant messaging.
That's right.
That you can message.
We're so fucking up with the times that we got an AIM screen name.
So the point being that, like, we've heard that people are kind of too shy to get on the air, but they want to say something during the show, so we created an AIM name so you can just basically text us during the show.
Shout us a holla, as they say. Our screen name is MI Livecast. You could contribute, you know, a little comment. You can request a song. You do whatever. If it's funny, we'll mention it on the air.
Right. So go on with the. So I guess when we get an IM also, you can take a drink.
Fair enough. So if you IM us, MI Livecast, you call us up at 646-929-1357. We get a drink. If Sid or Darren fart, I'm just going to say it.
Okay. If anyone farts.
If anyone, any farts result in drinks. Mm-hmm. If anyone takes a shot, that will require another shot. No, that's just an endless loop. Endless loop.
Recursive circle of alcoholism.
And if you have any ideas for other rules, you know, we're going to keep making the rules throughout the game.
Okay.
So it'll be a fun night, And do we have the Jaeger?
It might not be such a fun morning, though.
No. Well, we're not doing the Metal Injection, you know, morning show.
Not yet.
Yeah.
That would be great. We could go on against Good Morning America. Rob, did you? How's your tomato
plant
going?
We'll just call it the Metal Injection Hangover, because we'll all be fucking hungover.
Rob, give us a traffic report. Well, there's
I should have drank so much like that. Why did I have that Jaeger?
There's an overturned tractor trailer on the BQE and over by the...
It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun night. So, let's get to the first thing we wanted to talk about. Noah's got a big head all of a sudden because she got interviewed.
All of a sudden.
She got interviewed on a femme blog, Rain.
Why do you call it a femme blog?
It's written by femmes.
Doesn't that imply something that
you're
not?
By girls. Yeah. Why do you have to say femmes?
Because I'm
why
cool.
Why can't you just call them two metal chicks?
No, but that's because...
Chicks is a derogatory term. I feel femmes is more appropriate.
No, femme
is like an effeminate gay dude.
No, but femme blog is like an internet nerd slang.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry, I'm not a web developer. I don't know these things.
That's right. Anthony, back me up here.
Yes.
He's right.
That's very...
Hey, thank you. A fellow web developer understands.
Very web 3.0.
Yeah, 2.0. We're not at 3.0.
Well, this is 3.0.
Anyway, back to me.
Right. What about you again? Oh, the blog, right. Okay.
So these two girls who are in the metal scene and they blog... And their blogs are actually funny to read.
Mm-hmm.
And they know metal, and they're not like, you know, pretentious chicks.
Julia.
Okay.
Well, one of them is named Julia, so you might want to specify which Julia.
You know.
I think everyone knows what he's talking about.
The one that's, hi, I'm Julia, and I'm so fucked up right now. I'm here with fucking Slayer. I'm drunk. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like
boobies.
Your interview style.
Boobies.
Pretty much to a T.
Boobies.
Fit him into a corset.
You know that honestly, like a few years ago, we were gonna do something like that, and then Rob, I think, decided that. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this. But,
we can talk about it.
we're gonna do
a Slave to the Metal parody, which for all of you who never watched Views, and I'm sure that's a good
everyone not in Canada.
I totally forgot about that.
There was a show called Slave to the Metal, which is basically it was like an advice show.
Yeah.
But the worst advice show ever. Like
it's an excuse to look at
it. It was just her
in a corset on a bed. Say like
corset.
Corset?
Corset.
Oh, corset.
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 Not corset.
No. We're immigrants.
Like Tony Corset.
Yeah.
But it was her and it was just like, my boyfriend said that if I don't stop smoking marijuana, he's going to break up with me. Well, dump him! Or like...
Next caller.
Or like, my boyfriend wants me to commit, but I just want to go out and have fun. Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Everything was like, go out and be a huge slut. That was
that was the MO.
My doctor told me I had herpes. Go out and have lots of sex.
Unprotectedly. Also make up words unprotectedly. It's not a
word. I think that's a word.
It is?
Anyway.
Well, she make up others. But anyway, so the idea was that we would do a parody where
blah, 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 blah.
Oh, we're back
we're
to you
over.
Now?
No,
we got to finish the guy. Yeah, the parody would be that it would be me in a corset.
Right.
I'm sorry, that
would be...
If somebody mispronounces a word, take a shot. How about that?
All right! I like that rule.
I'm sorry, Sid, I usually defend you on these things, but that corset is valid pronunciation.
I've never heard it pronounced
that
word.
They're both valid.
Where are the shot
clothes? I'll bet you a dollar right now.
I'm just saying, I've never heard it pronounced that way, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, so we were going to do it with me, but I was just like, you know what, maybe me in a corset?
Well, that wasn't why we didn't
what?
Do it. It was, you were, like, all prepared to do it, but then you said, I don't really want to offend Julia in case we have to, like...
Oh, did I?
...see her somewhere or whatever. But now we don't care, so you should totally do that.
But no one will get the right...
On the next fix.
Yeah, on the next fix, I'll be in a quest.
You should show...
But anyway, back to your interview.
Yeah, back to my interview. So, rainandblonde.com is their... blog site.
No E at the end of it. See,
no, there is an E.
No. I just saw it. You just added it up.
I thought there was.
B-L-O-N-D.
There is an E.
Are you sure?
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Noah has a very posed photo.
Yeah.
Who took that? Who took that?
I'm going to say Noah took that.
Marina took it.
Oh. My photographer friend, Marina.
Did you do a whole
thing? It's just like, oh, there's the camera. Let's click.
Did you do it? Can you describe what her photo looks like on there?
She's like shrugging her shoulders, like no
she's
big
like
deal.
Up on the table, or something.
And then, but she has like a side shot, so she's like looking above her shoulder. She's like, oh, you're gonna take a photo of me here.
But she
make this easier.
She's wearing a wife beater, right?
Like, oh, hello, I didn't see you there. I was just relaxing in my den.
I'm not sexy at all. Look,
come on in. Lay with me by the rock.
Did Marina tell you post sexually?
She got so mad at me because I don't know how to do, you know, stuff like that, and I kept like laughing. And she's like, "No, you have to do something different with your face." I'm like, "Marina, what the fuck do I do with my face?"
Make it less facing.
And also, she was like, we had some wine before, so that really makes her moody.
It sounds like a penthouse forum.
Yeah, it's
go on.
I was across the hall and I saw two women taking photos of each other. They had some wine beforehand.
One was yelling at the other very forcefully. The smaller one began to cry.
All right, first shot of the evening. One shot of Vegas.
Why are we doing it, though?
Mispronounced, but
corset.
I didn't really mispronounce it.
Corset. There.
Yeah!
See, I can totally just fuck with you now.
They're gonna
Juggermeister.
Oh, no!
No, you can't.
No, it has to be one of them. If one of us mispronouncing doesn't count. Okay. But the drunker they get, the more they're going to mispronounce things. It's just
true.
It's true.
You know what? One time I played a drinking game watching Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, no.
And
whoever commits suicide first.
Every time they did drugs, we would take a shot. Yeah. And at first, we were... The first 15 minutes, they're just like, we're not really that drunk. 45 minutes in, we were so plastered that anytime that, like, the drug use was just so rampant that we were like, fuck! No!
Mad.
No! Stop it!
That's a good drinking game.
It teaches
you
a lesson.
Yeah.
Just like the movie.
I mean, definitely by the end, I was in the bathroom slitting my wrist. But that's minor.
The movie or the
drinking?
It's the drink.
Because I did that with no drinking after I watched that movie.
That movie's awesome.
It's good, but you know, you want to die at the end.
Yeah, you watch that movie once, that's enough.
Watched it a few times. So, one thing I've learned from this interview is Noah is not a natural blonde.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no. Before you do that,
you can tell that by your eyebrows.
I wanted to know about the photo shoot. Like, did you do a whole like series of pictures, or you took one picture?
Did you remove the blouse at any point?
Yeah, I did.
Were there nude photos?
Boudoir photos.
There were new photos.
To put on your Match.com profile?
Yes, and on my J-Date profile.
Nice!
J-Date, the Jewish dating website.
The Jewish Facebook.
Anyone doesn't know.
To meet some kosher bitches.
Greg does that. And I think Noah's kidding about it.
I am not on that at all.
Yet.
Thank God.
I would never.
Yet.
That would make my mom way too happy. I'm not going to do it.
I would never date a Jew.
I'm not that desperate yet.
Now,
no, it's me, Shlomo, from J-Date. Are we ready to go out already? Let's go, baby.
Almost sundown. Hurry up.
Let's get some schnitzel.
This is going to be a quick date. Oy vey, man.
I can't walk already. With my knees are shot from walking all day in the heat. It's crazy.
Did you bring the sheet?
Wait, we're each paying for our own meal, right? I mean, you know, this is just a casual thing.
You're a liberated woman, right? Am I right? I
won't be offended if you pay for me. I mean, you know, it's the 90s.
No, when I was Woody Allen, I was
lady. All
right, so one photo for the shoot, right? That was it.
Yeah.
There's another one on our Facebook, though, that we had fun with the other
one. We just tagged up a bunch of rotten things on you.
Everybody find Noah on Facebook and add her so you could see the photo that we fucked with.
But I remember on MySpace maybe it was a couple of years ago, I don't know, but you put a whole bunch of like modeling photos up. What was that all about? Are those still there?
That was like 5 years ago.
Was
like
it 5 years
years
ago?
Old.
I don't know.
That was in the era of MySpace photos.
Yeah, but it wasn't MySpace. Like, you know, MySpace photo to me is when you hold up a camera at your titties. in the bedroom.
Well, Noah just looked.
But she was in like the studio. She looked like she was doing a penthouse shoot, but with clothes.
Well, when Marina was at SBA, a student, she had projects to do, so I helped her with some of them.
Oh, she wanted you to help her portfolio, whatever. I thought those were like self-portrait.
It was homework.
Okay, so interview. Sorry.
Oh yeah. So at one point in the interview, they asked what kind of crazy stuff do those metal injections dudes
have you do?
I think that's a mispronounced
word.
I'm already
wasted.
Good work, Darren. I was going to let that slip.
Come on.
The thing is, looking at the bottle, within 15 minutes, the bottle.
It looks so much.
Me and Rob.
Yeah.
I have bottles, like small bottles of tequila.
Oh, yeah. But really, this party is going to get to the next level in a little bit. But you said that the only dirt is in Rob's butt crack?
Which I see every Friday when you bend over.
How dare you. My butt crack is beautiful. My mom tells me that every time I see her. Frank is pretty clean. Great. Darren likes to eat shawarma. What the hell?
Fine.
Shawarma.
What's shawarma?
Only in your life eating it once?
No, here on the
show.
What is shawarma?
Shawarma
is like a gyro.
Yeah, it's chicken that's been like roasting on a
pole.
And they cut it.
Yeah.
With a knife.
Yeah, that is good. So what's the big deal about
that? You should make fun of me for eating it. It's so good.
Well, I wasn't making
kidding.
Fun of you.
I'm just kidding.
There, if you continue reading the sentence, that's what I made fun of you.
Because she says that I eat shawarma and fart.
Yeah, you fart. I think Sid's the bigger farter, though.
Yeah.
I've let
Darren
Sid.
Darren already
got off easy because all you said about Sid was, Sid really hates Siddick and I really hate him.
Yeah.
Oh, big deal. Big deal.
I'm the mysterious one in the group.
She had a few other funny things. Let me go find that while you're looking.
You thought I was funny?
Yeah, actually.
Laugh at, not laugh with.
I always think you're funny.
Oh, wait, what?
Looking.
Stop.
Oh, shit.
Stop complimenting you? All right.
Wait, so while you're looking,
you,
we should do that shot.
Yeah, let's do another shot.
Yay, do it. Someone's shot is...
Ding, ding, ding,
radio.
Ding. Go ahead, Darren, take over.
They're shot glasses, and now they're drinking. Noah's not drinking yet. Now Noah's drinking. Rob just drank it.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Why do we do this to us?
The smell of it is making me a little uncomfortable.
This is the one I like. How many people misspell your name on a daily basis? Did all of the clever third graders used to sing Who Built the Ark at you? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then I say, well, it wasn't a great question.
Yeah,
then
that's
goes,
what I'm saying.
I don't talk to kids. They frighten me. Adults, however, always ask me if I have an arc. I say yes. Which is true. She has an arc here. It's got the Torah inside. It's in her bedroom.
with
a printout of her JD profile.
Yeah.
I tried to open it up once and my face
melted
off.
It's the only arc with internet access. Okay?
It has Wi-Fi?
You're jealous. You're all
arc 2.0, bitches!
That arc was semantically coded. I was praying.
Apparently, if we were stuck on a desert island, Noah would eat Sid because he's the most tender.
I don't.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm the lightest.
I like tender meat.
I'm very offended by that.
What is that? How is he more tender?
Because he looks like he's like soft inside.
How would
inside?
You,
so not that I'm even fat, it's that my organs are softer.
Are you like going inside Sid's mouth and touching his organs while he's sleeping?
Yeah,
that?
I don't know how that.
How
you want to give him a massage?
Do you remember when Sid got a piece of his ass removed and he was on all those drugs? Well,
yeah.
When he passed out, you know, I was.
He molested him.
I was
his
touching
organs?
Around. I was touching around, and it was tender.
She felt up your liver.
I thought you were gonna say you took that piece of my ass and you had dinner.
I ate it.
She had a sample.
My ass.
I don't like Sid, but I'll take his ass meat out to dinner.
Put some Worcestershire sauce on it.
Mm. Barbecue.
Barbecued Worcestershire sauce? I don't know.
No, barbecue sauce.
I know. I was...
Jesus.
What's happening?
So how do you determine who's tender? Like, what's your method?
Sid does not look like he has any muscles in his arms.
Very true.
And Rob does?
Well,
what you're trying to say?
Okay, Rob's stomach looks like it's made out of a rock, even though it's sticking out
of
his
body. Made out
of
a rock?
A few rocks.
No, it's like
there's no war going on in my stomach.
You know how a pregnant woman has a hard stomach? It's not soft. That's what your stomach looks like.
I'm just well fed.
Rob, I just look like I'm a big ball of loose meat, is what you're implying?
She's saying you're a hard body, I think.
Yeah.
Well, one half of that is true.
What?
I have a body. Oh. No. I'm hard.
And Darren, you have muscles on your arms, so.
All right.
It would be hard to, like, you know, bite into.
I'm hard.
Is that what you're eating when you?
Yeah, there's more meat.
When you eat.
No, I like. I like. Yeah,
there's nothing.
I like tender meat. Well,
but
your stomach.
Then what do my arms have to do with anything?
I'll
you're making no
the
sense.
Bones.
Oh.
Whoa! She's gonna suck on your bones.
Oh, you know, like when you're done eating a chicken and then you keep the bone in your
mouth. Don't do that. I'm not a dog. It's disgusting. Yeah. Bone sucking after dark with Noah.
We need to
get the marrow out of there, Noah.
I hate you.
I feel we need to spice up this music bed and just, like, have each one of us say it once.
Objection.
Yeah. And then end with Noah.
Noah, say it. Sexily.
No.
That's not the line. That's not the line!
Line.
It's gotta be pre-produced. We're not doing...
Just say it for the fans.
Just say it. Though. Say it for all the livecast listeners.
No.
She's such a cock to you.
Okay.
I'm important now. I get interviewed.
How about this? Don't say it, but don't say it sexily.
I'm confused.
Emily Jackson, Ivan!
What is this?
I thought I logged into
J-Date. All right.
Can I say something on Noah's defense?
Because
I feel bad.
Well, no one's really backing
you. Hey,
Jenny. We were discussing this question, and it was in a very loving way that she would eat you.
Really?
What?
I was like, who would you eat? She was like, oh, probably Sid. Because he's the most tender.
But let me ask a question. All right, you've eaten me. You're still on the island. There's still no food. Now it's Rob and Darren. Now who do you eat?
I'm not sure that my body would survive after eating you.
So then what's the point of eating me if it's just going to kill you?
Because when I answered that question, I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh, well,
I didn't
now
know there
I'm
was going to be a follow-up.
All right, now, so who would you eat if you didn't want to die right after eating?
I guess Rob, because he's the biggest one. And then I could just store it for later.
I think we'd all have to go eat Rob, pretty much.
Fuck!
Yeah.
You're the first one to go.
Have another sandwich.
But what if there was something at, like, a really, like, high spot in the studios and you needed to get it? And
we'd stand on your bones.
Oh, fuck.
We could roast you, and we could put an apple in your mouth and roast you over the fire.
Well, it's not going to be Noah. I mean, she's got like 3 ounces of meat on her.
Yeah.
But those are pretty good 3 ounces, my friend.
Well, we don't have to, cook her. We can just have her raw.
This is great. I love this. This
I called her pussy.
That's sushi.
Are you going to eat it? Are you going to eat it or eat it out?
I'll eat it eventually. Hey, what's up?
I don't know what's going on. But
catch of the day, what?
We're going to take a caller right now. Let's see. Oh, we got a caller, so that means we got to take a shot!
Oh, why do you have to scream like that?
Please. Caller, you're on the air. Who the fuck is calling in?
Hey.
Who's this?
Hi.
What's your name? Hey.
Hi.
Hey, let's move fast.
We're going to do shots. Are you going to do a shot at home?
What's your name?
We're just going to keep saying hi.
My name is Rich.
Rich, thank you for calling. Are you a first-time caller, long-time listener?
I am, actually. I am a first-time caller.
But are you a long-time listener?
I am, actually. I'm a long-time listener.
What do you want
are
to
you just agreeing
no
with anything I say?
What?
Are you just agreeing with anything I say?
No, I'm not, actually.
He's drunk. Stop listening to him. What do you want to talk about?
I actually have no idea what you guys are talking about because
what
I don't
are you talking about?
So I just had to listen to a version of, or whatever it is, another episode on my iPod to find the number to call in. I have no idea what you guys have been talking about.
That's all
right. Oh, is that because we never gave the number?
I don't think we do either.
Wait, what?
They're all drunk. It's a madhouse.
What are you talking about, bro?
Here's a number for anyone else that doesn't want to go digging through the iTunes.
Do you listen through, like, 2 hours trying to find the phone number?
646.
Six, oh, it's like every
646-929-1357.
It's on the page where you listen to it.
Yeah, but I keep
so
telling you that people go to it, they start the stream, and then they minimize it. They're not
sitting
there staring at the stream. They do other things.
Why?
On it. It doesn't hurt to give the number.
No, I gave it out at the beginning. But anyway, Rich, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut. Shelton, Connecticut.
Oh.
Why are you in Connecticut?
What are you rich?
What's going on?
Are you rich? You got some money? Why don't you give us some money, huh? Right. Write me a check.
I got no money.
Fucker. What's going on up there in Connecticut?
Absolutely nothing.
What part do you live in?
Shelton.
Is that like near anything?
It's near Bridgeport, which is. So I don't know what's in Bridgeport or if anybody else knows where that is, but
is Bridgeport near anything? Eventually we'll get something we don't.
It's like 90 minutes from New York, I think.
All right. Good enough.
Yeah, it's kind of close, I guess.
Like, is there any scene out there? Is there any metal or, like, any kind of show whatsoever? Rock?
Shelton has one really gay wigger slam band. But pretty much, it sucks over here.
Name of the band, why don't you give him a little shout-out?
I'd rather not support the band.
Nice.
Yeah, no support.
Good, I don't blame you.
Well, what do you listen to?
Pretty much everything. I actually do listen to Elvin King, Noah.
Oh,
yeah!
Shit.
So that's
two people.
Wait, so if you listen to everything, do you listen to Wigger Slam Dance music?
Oh.
No, I don't, because that's just crap.
That's journalism right there.
Doesn't have the word metal in it. It has a wigger, so I don't listen to it.
Everything means everything good, I think, when people say that.
That's something that's for everyone.
Right. Well, who likes Wigger slam dancing music, though?
I didn't even know Wigger was this genre.
Hold on.
Is that like ICP?
Hold on, we got another caller. Yo, why you trashing my music, son?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to come out there in my daddy's Porsche and whack your ass, son.
Oh,
is that
shit.
Ja Rule?
Yo,
he's going to drive by in a Porsche.
Nah, this ain't Ja Rule. Yo,
this is Jeremy Rule.
As soon as me and my friends come back from the mall in the Orange Julius, we're gonna wreck shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I want some Orange Julius. Damn.
Yo, why you playing Ja Rule song for, son?
Oh, Ja Rule sounds like he's gonna get you.
Yo,
he's in his car playing his song.
He got Metallica.
He's got Metallica with him.
We got Swiss Beats. Oh, I'm sorry. I was singing along with
Let's go get rich, yeah! Oh, is that James Hetfield in the background there, Ja? What's going on?
I told him to get out of my trunk. I don't know why he keeps following me around. You know what I mean? Yo.
Do you have a bathroom in that car? Because I think that's where Lars is.
I'm watching guys do coke back here, obviously. Yeah, don't be dissing our Wigger music, son. Word life.
Rich, you have any music requests for us when we play our little music?
I thought we're doing a special music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're just doing the. Oh, no requests. I forgot. We're going to, in honor of the fact that Faith No More
played
Download Festival today, and it was awesome. And everybody was at work.
Figure out that clock thing on the Download Festival page. That really screwed me up. I caught the end of the last song on it.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, I wrote you need to read our blog, man, because I wrote clear as day they go on at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and I tried to read it, and it was like 4 o'clock, and then it said like 2100 or something, and I was trying to do the math, and that's like 10 o'clock or something like that, and then I just got really confused.
Well, 9
and then
o'clock.
I got bored.
5 hour difference. I'm telling you, buddy. Why would I lie to you? Why would I lie to our readers?
Well,
I
don't know.
It might not be.
Maybe you were just confused.
You're just
really
high.
No, it was in London. I to the time difference.
What is the time difference?
5 hours.
That's right. I was testing it.
Don't make him do math now. That's mean.
God darn.
Rod gave me the iciest stare. Just.
Yeah.
What do you think, I'm stupid?
I'm fuck with him and be like, no, England is 12 hours away. You would have bought it. You would have panicked.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Anyways, so I guess we're just playing Faith No More.
Yep.
We're going to play all the non-Mike Patton stuff.
Fuck you.
Just to be ironic.
After that, we're going to play Van Halen with Gary Cherone.
Yes. And Pantera with that guy that's not Phil Anselmo. I don't
And Anthrax with Joey Belladonna. Oh, wait.
Oh.
My bad.
Where's that playlist? Where's the playlist?
I just have four songs written on my phone.
Well, what is your favorite Faith No More song? Do you like Faith No More, Rich? Rich? Is that your name?
I'm not that into them. I respect them, you know. I'm Johnson Smart right now. I don't really get it.
Cover.
I don't get the hype.
What? Reunited.
Wait, hold on. I just farted. Everybody has to take a shot.
The drinks are in the refrigerator.
Wow. That's a long way off.
There's probably three tequila bottles, each one for one of us.
I think someone sober has to go do it. I don't see any of you making it.
They're already there. They've made it.
So you like power metal. Do you wear leather pants? Do you wear pirate shirts?
No one wants to fuck you.
What's your name, Rich?
No, it depends how old he is.
How old are you, Rich?
Young.
I'm 15.
Noah, what the fuck is wrong with you, Noah?
No, you should be ashamed.
Wait. What's the legal age of consent in Connecticut?
14.
No,
for
I don't
think say 15. Say 15.
No, 14.
Say 15. Legal age for me is whoever says yes.
Noah, what's up?
It's different for women, though. They could basically.
Are you on J date?
Noah only does Jews. So.
Yeah, Noah, that's a code word to ask if you're Jewish.
No,
just
I'm not
Jewish. He'll bang you.
Why? That's a big straight
of hold on. He already said no.
Hold on, Noah. Go
You've
out
never
room.
Been with a 30-year-old woman, have you?
30?
All right, he knocked a few years off for you.
You guys are dicks. You are fucking dicks.
No one's going to believe that you're 30.
The more drunk I get, the more belligerent I get.
Good.
Watch the fuck out, okay? I will fuck you up, Darren.
Let's go arm wrestling right now. Come on. I'll take you down.
I'll fucking punch you in the face.
Let's go.
Oh!
I want to arm wrestle. Over the top, just like Stallone. Here we go.
She's gonna knock a tequila bottle into your head.
No, in a second she's
gonna
kick it over the table and be like, "Come on, come on, son."
I can't even open it.
That bottle's like my pinky. What are you gonna do with that?
Drink it.
I'm gonna put it in your fucking hole that's in your shaft.
Don't threaten me.
In your circumcised penis.
Don't threaten me with a good time, baby.
Rob, stop shouting.
You really are. You're redlining right now.
I'm very excited.
We'll
you do that every week. What the fuck are you doing?
What's your problem, Darren? Why can't you just
what?
Why can't you just go with me?
Go, you screaming in my ear?
Yeah.
Wait, so Sid farted. We always take a shot.
Yeah.
Do it. Where are the shots?
That.
Okay.
It's mini bottles of Orendiane.
In your hand, it looks like a full size bottle because you're tiny.
Well, she's normal height. She's just very.
You know, Rob, I didn't like that. When you wrote that thing for my interview on metal infection,
we're going back to this thing?
I don't like that you said that I'm going to vomit in the bathroom and I'm a skinny bitch. What, are you jealous?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Rich, don't you think Noah's a skinny bitch? You've seen her, right?
Don't answer, Rich.
I don't know. I'm not going to say bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah,
a skinny femme?
I don't feel that Noah's skinny.
A skinny cunt.
I feel
can
like
we I agree on know. Skinny cunt?
She is skinny.
That's actually, isn't it?
I would say.
It means I'm not loose.
How would you describe Noah, Rich?
Flappity.
I'd say she's pretty hot.
You think she's pretty hot? Are we talking about the same girl?
Why are you still screaming?
I'm gonna go with slim and curvy. Slim and curvy.
Rich, we're gonna do a ass pictorial.
Pictorial.
Fuck
shot.
Double it up.
I got two here.
Double it up, motherfucker.
I got two. So.
That's a shot. All right, now they're drinking again. We got to kill time.
It's already 10:34. I'm feeling pretty good. See, this is the thing about alcohol is, first of all,
been a half an hour.
A way that you know that I'm drunk is I speak louder, so it's clear that I'm drunk because I'm fucking yelling.
Oh, really? I thought you just really yelled.
I'm just naturally loud.
I didn't think it was possible.
But Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing with alcohol is that, unlike with weed, which you feel right away, with alcohol, it's like a 20-minute delay.
Yeah.
So, like,
really
I don't really...
You.
Yeah, I don't really feel that wasted now, but in 20 minutes, I'm going to fucking vomit over this mic.
It rolls in like a fog. How ironic that you wrote down that Noah was going to vomit, and now you're going to wind up vomiting.
Well, I'm taking up to Noah. I'm taking up anorexia.
It's almost
my
like...
My new weight loss program.
He's trying the Noah diet.
No, it's bulimia. Bulimia,
right. Anorexia is not eating.
Oh, you mispronounced anorexia.
Well,
yeah.
I do it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's almost like an episode of the Twilight Zone. Like, you made fun of her for vomiting, and now you're going to do it.
All over me.
Going back to haunt.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Because I'm sitting directly in front of him.
Rich, what'd you say?
It's coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, Rob, man.
Yeah.
Rich, you don't drink right now that you're 15?
Even the 15-year-old knows.
What'd you say?
You're not a drinker, right?
You're straight edge.
Not really.
Uh-oh, we have another caller, so that means that we got to take another shot. Shot?
Okay, but the other caller has to hold on.
Yeah.
Let's just wait until we get the other caller.
All right. Caller.
All right.
Caller, you can't what?
No, yeah, all right. Rich, thank you for calling in.
We love you, Rich.
All right, Rich.
I love you, too.
Oh, he's talking to you, Noah.
Noah just got wet all over the
seat.
Wait
another 3 years, Noah, and he's all yours. Legally.
Three? We don't. In New York, it's 17.
Oh, 2 years.
Yep. You got to bring him to New York, though. That's the problem. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike Patton. Hey.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Over in London, you know.
Great show.
Mike, how did you feel live on stage in front of 70,000 people?
Speechless, obviously.
What's up, Mike? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh, did you go to the Maryland Death Fest?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Why didn't you say hello to me? I was there.
It was
all
right.
About you?
What's that?
It was all right.
Who was your favorite performance?
Dying Fetus.
Nice.
Nice.
Wait, they didn't play Maryland Death Fest. You didn't go!
No,
wait, are you really in Maryland?
Yeah.
What part of Maryland are you from? Are you by Baltimore?
Are you by Baltimore?
No.
Up in the boonies.
Well, I'm a Mary in Maryland. I didn't say that. But we actually have two tickets to the Baltimore Metal Fest. That's some
really?
Dude some dude gave me a Maryland Death Fest.
Wait, when is it?
It is July 3rd and July 4th, and Pessimist is allegedly playing. I mean, they didn't get into the country for Maryland Death Fest. I don't know if they're going to get into the
They're
country.
Like, we're only going to play a fest if it's all bands that are really xenophobic and racist. Like, all right, well, Maryland Fest, maybe not, but the Baltimore one, all you.
And then there's, of course, Atrocious Abnormality, Demise, Infidel, who we played on the show a few weeks ago. FUA, Inverted Trifixion, Bloodborne, Ancient... Anyway, these tickets are yours, man.
Can I just break
down? Are you serious right now?
Seriously, two tickets. All you got to do... Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah.
Are you lying again? Like you lied about...
No.
What's your junkie username?
Taco Meat 77.
All right. So all you got to do...
Taco Meat?
You know what Taco Meat is?
Yeah, I do.
Some comedian, black comedian, said that's what she calls the hair on black men's chest.
Yeah.
Taco meat.
So, that's tequila.
Because it looks like little taco balls of ground beef. Don't you think?
I do think.
I forgot I'm on there. But anyway, if you just private message Metal Injection, the username Metal Injection,
Do
with
the
your
private messages work now.
Yeah, they always work.
No, they stop working at some point.
They work. Shut up. Don't talk bad about the site. Just that private message Metal Injection and the fucking tickets are yours.
Right on.
Two tickets.
Yeah. We spoil you.
We spoil you. You don't need you lied to us about going to the Maryland Death Fest.
And seeing Dying Fetus.
Yeah, I didn't.
You don't even do your research about the bands that were actually there.
We still get stuff.
This is why we slave over us.
He's more into Wigger dance metal.
Yeah, slam band. What are you talking about? That's what that Baltimore Death Fest, right?
Exactly. It's all wigger bands.
By the way, send me them tickets.
The second hour of the live cast will not feature AIM sounds. Just letting everyone out there.
Damn it!
Rob is like freaking out. Like, whose door is slamming? Whose door is slamming? Meanwhile, it's on his fucking computer.
We're gonna get this through one time through the whole show without a fuck up soon, one day or another. But not.
Oh, wait,
this
does that mean we have to drink?
We almost made it.
Oh, actually, someone in the comment.
Up.
Want to hear that again? Don't talk over.
I fucked up.
Thanks, Dave. All right.
Someone in the forum. Actually, on the comments for this show is like, why is every show, is it going to be a train wreck? Why do you keep writing it's a train wreck? And I didn't have a chance to comment back, but we're actually going to be changing the name to the Metal Injection Train Wreck.
Oh, I like that. All right.
If we keep drinking, that's where it's going.
It's more accurate. Based
do
on
I
what
feel
happened,
some guilt? Yes, I do.
But, so, hey, do I get to like request a song or something? Faith No More.
Yeah, we're gonna only be playing Faith No More song, so
can I hear some Zombie Eaters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right,
you can make it. You can also play a couple of non-Faith No More.
No.
No, it's all Faith No More.
No. Today is Faith No More Day.
I didn't know you hated Faith No More so much, Dan.
I do. I think that they should play. You should play all Faith No More songs except one. I feel that would be more appropriate.
One is a Metallica
Wait,
song. I'm sorry.
Except for one, we won't play one Faith No More song. We'll just play every other Faith No More song.
Got it.
My joke was better.
I like Sid's better.
Win.
Can you cut Sid's mic?
No,
yeah,
but I can cut your mic.
Then there won't be any better jokes.
All right, I think it's time to go to our first music break.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling in. And seriously, dude, if you private message Metal Injection, we'll totally send you these two tickets.
All right, yeah, I'll be right on it.
We're going to send you these two tickets like you saw Dying Fetus in Maryland.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're really
going
to do it.
No, we're really going to do it. I'm serious. We have the tickets in front of us. So they're all yours.
I just wanted them to give Noah a vaginal paper cut first.
Oh. Where do you pull that out?
From the vaginal. That's where I pulled it out from after giving her the paper cut.
My vagina is always in good spots.
Could you imagine how would that feel if I just took one of your lips and just sliced with the piece side of the stick?
I don't think I would like that.
It sounds like a rejected Cannibal Corpse B-side.
Nice.
Vaginal paper cut with a ticket.
It's like when they did an album, like an office themed album.
No, that one's no good.
Fuck with a stapler.
Reject that one. You're not allowed.
Paperclip abortion.
That was good. Holocaust to the HR department.
I should do that album.
Fast break in my cubicle. Necropedobossophile.
And then, of course, the final track. Rat of Ink in the Printer. Final track.
That's a keeper. We are out of ink in the printer. Someone call the printer service, man. God damn it, I can never work these things. I press start. Fuck, 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 fuck. Now I want 30 copies, not 3. What is your problem? We're out of ink in the printer. I got written up for photocopying my ass. My ass.
You're going to thank Staples on their liner notes.
All right, we're going to go to a music break.
Thanks
for calling in. Pretty, pretty drunk. We're playing a fucking drinking game, and we're running out of alcohol. We really prepared for this one, but... We're going to take a short music break. We're only playing Faith No More songs because we watched them at Download Fest in the live stream, and they were fucking amazing. So we're going to bring them to you in the form of illegal music right now.
Yeah.
On the live cast.
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection live cast.
Everything I could do.
Thank you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Oh, yes, man. Yes, that one.
I almost missed
We're
that.
Back. We are back on the livecast. It's hour two on the show, and we want to remind you of a few things. First of all, we are playing a drinking game where we have a bunch of rules, and when we were out of Jaeger, but now we've got some absinthe.
Woo!
So we're going to be vomiting soon.
Did you pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Absinthe?
Well, that was two different ways.
No,
I think by default.
Come on now. All right.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I still have this one. So I'm going to drink it.
Someone's going to die of alcohol.
But,
it was Jaeger and now tequila.
Kids, don't mix your drinks.
Now absinthe.
This could be us.
Yeah, don't follow our example and weed in between.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Oh, man, I'm totally fine.
And all that cocaine you did before.
Yep.
No, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Anyway, no, we don't condone cocaine use.
No,
on weekdays.
So accidentally fucked up. Great.
I might get fucked up enough that I might sleep with you tonight.
Whoa!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit. Wow, she must
Keep drinking! Keep drinking.
I'm not really going to get that.
Keep drinking anyway. You might
but,
out and then it's not really up to you anymore.
We have a few ways that you could be a We have a few.
I'm not past fucking a sleeping Noah. It's been over a year for me. I've been. It's a dry spell, but.
Over a year?
We could, all right.
Balls ever.
Oh, yes, I haven't ejaculated in a year. That's what I meant.
Oh.
I've masturbated, Noah. Don't you know that?
We could get in the bathroom before.
Oh.
And I didn't flush.
Anyway, you can reach out to us and be a part of the show. Call us at 646-929-1357.
You can also IM us at MI Livecast.
That's our
And one of our
name,
junkie
name.
Metal...
How do you
Wait,
spell that?
Heavy Metal Hobo. Uh-huh. He's already been IMing us. And he's Jewish and he's on J-Date. Mm. I told him,
Noah, what's your J-Date screen name?
It's F through the sheets.
Nice. Kind of like fucked with a knife.
F with the sheets?
No, through the sheets. It's based off of this Wigger heavy metal rap
it's
song.
Kinda, it's
that
kinda,
much I know better be closer.
You know, if there's really someone with that screen name, you're going to be sending them a lot of traffic. Right?
I don't want any bacon on my pussy.
Isn't that the Mayhem's Rider, I heard?
Yes.
Yes. No bacon on the pussy of the groupies.
Pussy.
Yeah. So what's the story we have now?
Oh, well, Jetty, of course, is a middle school teacher, right. And she's brought us much comedy in the past. Jenny, you had another...
You can follow her on Twitter. It's J Tussie, T-U-S-S-Y.
All right, with the plug. After the second one, you can give the plug.
Hey, Darren.
What? Well, you got to make some say something interesting, and then they'll want to go look at your site.
Then they'll want to follow you.
So
tell us about your students, your 6th through 8th grade students.
First of all, they're driving me crazy. I can't stand that.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise.
We're 2 weeks from the end of school, and I want to kick every single one of them in the face. They're horrible. And I have this one little 6th grader, and he's really bad, and he fights constantly, and he's just nasty to all the kids, and he loves me for some reason. And
why wouldn't he?
So sixth grade,
what does he love best about you?
Jesus.
Oh, so the first thing he goes to me, he didn't even ask me my name. He goes, "You got a man?"
Like, he's a player.
Like, I was like, I don't, what's your name? And he's just like, does it treat you right? <With you. laughs> He goes, I'm like, yes, I have a boyfriend. Please sit down, do whatever you have to do. And then he goes, yeah, I like my women thick.
Oh, shit.
So have you gone out with him yet?
Then you were like, you and my boyfriend have a lot in common.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the story? I thought that was.
Yeah, you should.
To me. Yeah, he thinks pretty woman.
Pretty woman.
Like,
how does that song go again?
Like, pretty woman walking down the street.
Really?
I'm not saying Africa pretty well.
Was it, like, what was his ethnicity, this guy?
He's Dominican.
Oh, okay. Also, did he have any, like, Spanish lines that he mapped it to you with?
No, and then I tried to tape him singing, and then I was like, sing to me. I like when you sing to me. He goes, I don't know too many English songs. I like reggaeton. You know the IOG little cable commercial?
Exactly. How?
What are you doing?
I got the.
I got it. You don't have to shout it out. My God. Yo, Ma.
Yo, Ma, I think you're pretty, Ma.
I recorded this song for you right here. Yeah. Fuck Roy Orbison. He dead. This is my song. Nobody can look as good as you. You mad sick, yo. Why don't you bring them round mounds over here? You feel me? Aight. Yo, you got nice feet, too.
That Jar Rule, too?
Let me hug up on your feet, Ma. You'll miss. Yeah, I wrote this song, too. You know what I mean? This is my more aggressive side.
I'm a lover and a fighter.
See, I could go back and forth like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm versatile.
There are too many people with sound effects commissions right now.
Yo, Ma, I'm schizophrenic, Ma. You know what I mean? What's good? Wow.
Man, well, now that we're getting into the music aspect, I think it's time that we bring in our special guest for the evening. And before we bring out JCVD to talk about his brand new band, we want to remind you that you could be a part of the live cast. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Or hit us up on IM. Our screen name is MI Livecast.
Yeah, hit us up. You know what I mean?
And if you want to help us get drunker, you should call in. Because anytime somebody calls in, we do some shrouds.
There is a full bottle of absinthe waiting to be drunk.
Drank-ed?
Drinked?
Drinked?
That sounds like a mispronunciation.
Oh!
No!
That is another rule. We got to take a shot. Where's the absinthe?
Wait, I still have my tequila up. I have not. I haven't been nursing it. I took half.
You're like her sponsor.
Half of it was one.
Her anti-sponsor. You need to drink more.
Yo, miss.
You need to drink.
How come the drunk person has to handle the bottle next to the soundboard?
What is that? Is that the alert that we need to drink?
A little drinking music.
Not much music going on, but.
Oh, okay.
For all you non-Brooklynites, Optimum Online is our cable. It's like our Comcast or our Time Warner cable.
It's going to be our shop music.
And they have budgets for commercials that are relatively high budget.
Yeah, a guy in a lobster suit.
But like,
sea monster.
But like so cheesy and hilarious. And there's this one commercial for their, you know, triple pay package. I'm sure everybody with any sort of cable service has their own version of triple play package, where it's like, you know,
like
well, I'm already about to take a shot. But anyway, so they, you know, since
make it a double.
Since New York has a very high Latin population, they made a Latin version of their triple play commercial.
Can we drink already, please?
And it's pretty hilarious. All right, here it is.
You gotta see this room right now, the faces that they're making. Oh my God, Rob just took a shot of something. Looks like a worm crawled up his ass.
On your
what's
taking a picture of Rob's face right now. It's going up on the website.
That's fucking funny.
Look, there's the sea monster.
His name is Rob.
That absinthe was fucking whoop.
Oh my god.
Man, I grew hair on places. I didn't know I had places. Ah, where's the rim shot?
You know, it just makes me want to sing. Hi, yo.
Stick to the table. Watch a lot of channels whenever you're able. HD is free. Let me put it on the table for $29.95. Get the time to play.
What is this show next to?
What the fuck happened?
All right.
No more drinking.
Enough of that. This is the most. It's metal injection schizophrenia night.
After dark.
My face hurts.
Can we just get a segment going, man?
All right, no. Let's bring out our guest, if we can handle that.
I think he's drunk, too. He has some of that absinthe.
Oh, no.
He's just wearing jeans.
Man, that absinthe, I still taste that absinthe. I don't know why I keep playing.
Will he just be wearing blue jeans?
Come on.
Bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. Here to promote his new band, please welcome the Muscles from Brussels.
In blue jeans.
In blue jeans, JCBD. Yeah, welcome
god.
To the show.
He just flew in here and did a spin kick into his seat. Oh, my God.
Spin kicking into his chair.
I tell you have to keep in shape. You know, you cannot sit on your ass and be an action hero. At 51 years old, you know, you start to feel it.
Wow, official word on your age, 51 years old.
I feel like lie about my age, you know, because people know it's very impressive when you do these things. It's more impressive that you are after the half-century mark.
No, I'm not really sure because I'm, like, just at the quarter century
mark.
Look
at you. Look at you. Your eyes are all bloodshot.
Because I'm wasting.
What's wrong with you?
You know what that rhymes with?
What?
Nutshot.
Nutshot. Cha! Be careful. I might come across the console.
Come on. Let's keep this professional.
You think you're so funny, Rob. You think you're funny all the times you're making wise cracks.
I think I have a few jokes.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to kick you so hard that your 1970s sideburns will fall off of your face.
Din!
A favor.
Din!
Wow.
Din! I will pick them up and use them as nunchucks to beat you some more.
Oh, no. They're thick sideburns. That would hurt.
But I'm not here to talk about my martial arts career.
No, you actually asked us not to talk about
Thank
your martial
you,
arts career.
Why are you bringing it up?
You're the one
Shut
that
up!
You just
Do
said
you
you're...
want a nut shot?
No, JCBD, please.
I heard you mocking my accent before.
No, I said it with all due respect.
You think you're so funny.
I think I'm humorous.
If Arby's and IHOP all day, you think you have
IHOP
kind
delicious.
Of... some advantage over us because we eat waffles and all this. Shut up.
I like waffles.
Listen, shut up when I'm talking.
But this is my show.
And I don't want
this
any trash it or trash it on your show about my music.
Wait, what?
I don't want any trash it or trash it. I don't want it. What are you doing?
Trash it.
No.
Turn
the
box.
Come here.
No.
Sorry, I told you to turn it off.
All right.
No.
So, what's the name of your band?
The name of my band is, Sid, tell me what's the name of my band.
It's Guns and Roundhouses.
That's right, because...
It's pretty good.
Because
pretty
I
good
shoot
what?
Guns and I give roundhouses. You know, I actually... What are you laughing about?
It's true, it's all true. You're
I
not
actually
a liar.
Thought of that name about 1985, when I was on the set of the Bloodsport, and I was thinking to myself, you know... One day I want to make like a folk metal rock music band type thing, one man solo act. And I'm saying, Jean-Claude JC, what would be a good name for this band? And I said, well, I like guns and I like roundhouses. So Guns and Roundhouses.
Yes, it doesn't sound like any
and
other band.
And then I
name.
See this motherfucker Axl Rose
oh,
comes
yeah,
up
yeah,
with
yeah.
a band like 2 years later.
He stole your idea?
Of course. What do you think?
So wait, what was
you
the
think I would steal from a little woman-looking guy like that?
No, of course not.
With a big punch. A big punch.
A what?
Body, a big punch.
Wait, I don't stomach. Understand. Wait,
he has
what?
A big gut and belly.
Wait, but what was the word you said before?
Punch.
I don't understand what that
a
means.
Poncho.
A punch.
Like a paunch, like he's paunching.
No, you know what? You're all mispronouncing what I'm saying, so take a fucking drink.
Right? Oh, no! Chuck Lund's been listening. Oh, I don't want to do more
acid. I told you I have...
We're going to die.
Yes.
Now, I have to say, before we talk about my... Go ahead. You want
no, to... I was going
to
say, so it's an acapella.
I'll allow you to ask me a question. Go.
That was this is an interview. That's how that goes. I ask questions, you answer them.
Yes. I'll allow you to ask me a question.
Good. We were off to a good start, but...
Will you speak it out?
Well, you said you're an acapella band?
Right.
So you're the only member...
You know what this means? Because that's a French word.
Acapella?
Yes. What? It's French in Belgium, at least.
What does it mean?
It means that there is no accompanying band.
So you're the only one in the band? I thought you said there were three members in the band.
Yes, me, myself, and I. It's a power trio.
What?
That power.
Wait,
the power
I
of
that.
My feet. Yeah.
Wait, but I thought you said you have like a huge drum section.
Yes, the drum section, we get all these Danish people and we line them up in the studio and I walk by one and kick them all in the face.
So that's the drums?
That is the percussion section. We don't say drums, it's a percussion for you people who don't understand music.
So wait, the percussion is you kicking them?
Kicking Danish people in the teeth.
That's the percussion of your music?
Fucking Danes, I hate them.
Wait, why do you hate the Danes? What's the problem?
I kill them all, I swear on my life. I swear, if I had any power in my country to be a politician, I would be like
the
Belgian Hitler and just invade Denmark. I would put them all in a Denmark oven. That's what I would do.
Oh, Jay, that's pushing it too.
I swear, I'd make them all into lampshades and waffles. Those fucking Danes.
You need a Danish waffle?
I lie. That's what I do. I line all the Danish people up and I spin kick them all in the teeth. You know how much it costs to get Danish people to stand there and get kicked in the teeth?
Is it a lot?
But they will do it because they're like the Mexicans of our country.
Do they pay you waffles?
It's very funny, you know. Actually, the currency of our country is Bloodsport VHS tapes. That is what we trade in.
Gold.
What about Double Impact VHS tapes? What's that worth?
Those are trading for about 1/4 of the Bloodsport contract.
What about Predator VHS tapes?
I wasn't in that, you stupid.
You're supposed to be.
I walked out off the set.
Yeah, sure.
Movie.
Sure.
So
you know
that?
How
it's
hot
like
that fucking suit was? And then they say I'm too short to be in the...
Too what?
Short. I was not too short to be in the time cup.
Wait, you were too what?
Too short.
You were too shit?
Are you mispronouncing again? That's
no, I don't understand what you're saying,
too
though.
Too short.
Can you spell that?
I'd like to hear you speak French, you fucking...
Well, this is an American talk show.
Anyway, moving right along.
So did you bring any songs? Do you have any songs?
I brought a clip. Do you have a clip over there?
No, I thought you said you were going to perform.
After I am done, but I brought a clip for you to play. Hold on. Cue it up.
Okay, here we... All right, here it is. That's just a sound effect from Bloodsport.
Right? What's your point? People love that shit.
So people... That's your music? That's our music.
People love my music like they love my long, lean, strong body, my sinewy muscles. Right, Noah?
Yeah.
Noah, a few weeks ago, I heard you wetting your panties when that idiot Dave Mustaine was in here.
I can't
help
it.
He looks like a woman. Are you like bi or something?
For him,
Wait, how do you go by?
He looks like Big Bill with freckles. I would do awful French things to you to me, Noah, that Dave Mustaine would never do.
Like what?
I don't care if he sings in French on his stupid song, A tous les mots.
I like that.
And he's still a little stringy American chicken lady with his big bouffant hairdo.
Hey!
I know what to do as a woman. He does not. No, I really need some female love. Have you seen my wife?
Can you bleach your hair blonde?
Never.
And paint freckles on your face?
You take it like you see it, my 51-year-old strong, lean body. I'll even do the splits for you, Noah.
Oh, you can still do the splits?
Noah, do you have an alk? I heard you might have an alk. Is this true?
Wait, a what?
An alk?
An alk.
A what?
You know, like Noah's alk? I read it in that blog. Rain and Blonde. Rain and Blonde.
I'd
love to hear you speak French, you behemoth.
We're not in France.
You know, I married a Hispanic bodybuilding chick. You can check this out online. Good God, man.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, but she does. She is more built. We have secret code words. When I need her to stop pummeling me, I say a code word. Like,
what is it?
Like taco, enchilada, something like this.
Taco meat.
Don't get me wrong, I love her. It was love at first penis. I mean sight.
Her name
is Big Show.
Boy, that was a surprise on our wedding night, let me tell you.
Whoa!
I was like, I threw the pants off and I was like, yeah! And she made
you chopped her penis off?
Well, she makes me call it a clitoris.
A what?
But now, no, I need someone who is frail and soft and weefy.
Shit, he's very tender on the inside, actually.
Apparently.
I need someone who can be emotional and sensitive.
Sid, he gets very angry.
I need someone who can't beat me up in a fight, basically. Let me tell
Sid, he has no muscle.
Plus, Noah, listen, let me tell you what I would do to you.
What?
When I... Rob, get off your ass and play some metal injection after dark right now. No!
All right.
God forbid you should be on time.
I will come across this console and give you a nut shot right now.
I'm playing it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Well,
this is JCVD after dark.
Oh, yes. Noah.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm imagining it.
Let me move my screensaver so I can talk to you. Yes. Noah, I will bring you over to my Belgium, love nest, and have my Danish servant bake us croissants. See, I like the European Mexican, I think I told you.
Can you cover me in maple sauce?
Yes, I will do. And then I will light the scented candles and gently lay you on the bed and massage you with oils.
Can you have red rose petals on the bed, like in that Bon Jovi video?
That's for girls. I don't do that.
Wait, no, that you're Russian?
Yeah, but it's in girls.
I spent some time up there. They love me in Russia. Then I will light the candles and gently lay you on the bed. And then I will give you soissons neuf. You know what that is?
What?
That is 69 for all you ignorant American idiots.
Wait, what is it?
I know, Rob.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, can you teach us that? I wonder, what is it?
Soissons neuf.
Soissons neuf?
That's very close, but not
really. It's a croissant shaped as a swastika.
No.
What?
No. Rob, all you eat is Doritos and pork rinds. I know you don't know about eating pussy, but...
Wait a minute, that means I have to do work if we're doing
We can do soissons oui, where I do it and you owe me one. That's what we do. That's 68. But in Belgium, we eat the body.
The what?
Dave Mustaine would never give you soissons oui. But JCVD, he knows how to please a woman. Then, the
I'm
next
so
step,
excited right now.
When you are weak in the knees from the JCVD for play, I will leg sweep you. And then smash your face into the head ball.
Oh, my God.
And then I will spin kick you in the tits. Then my sparring partner, Rene, will come into the room and hold you up while I pepper you with body shots. And then I will pose on top of your body for victory photos.
Your Facebook account?
Yes, I am into some weird
shit. I need to call Marina so she can take these photos.
That's not making me a bad person.
Did you do this with all your conquests?
No, I only give soissons neuf to the pretty ones.
What
are you doing giving it to Noah?
The ones who look like Alexei from Children of Bodom.
Oh, you're a fan of Children of Bodom?
Oh, yes. That sounds like a Mr. Alcia show.
Are you on J-Date, JCVD, otherwise?
I am on JCVD, Dave. Don't know if anyone knows.
There's
me.
Only one profile though, yes. JCVD.
No. There are many profiles. They are all of JCVD.
All the different characters from all the different movies?
Yes. Yes, it nailed it. There is one of me from Death Warrior.
Cyborg?
Cyborg. Universal Soldier.
Sudden Death.
Sudden Impact. Double Impact. Double Fist.
Blank Impact.
Double Warrior.
Hard target,
sudden
soft
target,
Lionheart,
soft impact. That was the softcore porn that I did one time. Lion warrants impact,
fugitive,
double cheating impact, Predator 4,
Porky's 3,
Porky's 4, sudden impact, Danish version, where I impact a nuclear weapon over Denmark.
City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Gold?
Yes, that too.
So, JCVD, are you going to give us a performance or what?
I will right now. Give me some backing. I need something to, how you say, approximate the beating of Danish people for drum track. Better, come on, you're like wussy. All right, here it goes. Ready? A un, a deux, a trois. Yeah! Thank you very much.
Sounds like Darren's ass cheeks slapping together when he farts.
That motherfucker. What a smelly.
Yeah, where did he go?
Wait, so that's your whole band is just Chia?
Listen, it's very big in the Belgium. Are you saying it? Are you trashing it or trashing it?
Did you just say, are we trashing it?
I
or
totally
trashing?
Blacked
I,
out.
No, I said trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
JCVD, could you say it sexily?
Yes. Trash it or trash it.
Wait, what?
Trash it or trash it.
No, it's thrash it or trash it.
I said trash it or trash it.
No, you're saying trash it or
trash
it.
You're saying it wrong. Listen to me. Trash it or trash it.
You're saying the same two words twice.
No, I'm not. Listen to me. Trash it or trash it.
I'm listening to you.
You get it now?
It's...
Take the fucking wax out of your ear.
I have no wax. You roundhouse kicked all the wax out of my ears.
You might need a couple more. I may need to paintbrush you. Come on.
No, please. Ow!
That's better.
Stop it!
Can you hear me now? Trash it or trash it?
Yes, trash it or trash it.
Very good.
I think we should go to another music break. How do you feel about that, JCVD?
Listen, if I have to sing my song one more time, I'm going to have to punch you in the balls to get a good chat.
No, but JCVD, tell me about, like, what about your movie career? What's going on?
I don't want
movie?
To talk about my movie.
What do you mean you don't want to?
That's in the past. JCVD is about moving forward.
So you're not doing movies anymore?
I'm about to move forward with my fist in your anus.
Oh, come on. That's not.
2 seconds.
That's not necessary. I'm just trying to get you to plug your movies coming out.
Movie schmovie, I told you. I do not talk about this.
But aren't you a movie star?
No more movies.
What do you?
Do I have to kick you?
No.
Okay, then.
So what are we?
Because I do it.
So,
I swear my life. I swear in my life.
So if we don't talk about movies, what's left
my
to talk about?
Career. You can talk about my early music career.
Are you gonna go on? What about your early music?
I was playing bar chords before I was even having bar fights. Before I had even had a bar mitzvah.
You had a bar mitzvah.
Wait, you're Jewish?
Yes, I told you. I am on the JCVD day.
That means you're circumcised.
I will fuck any of you in this room through a sheet. Well, not you, Rob.
Wait, you'd fuck me without the sheet?
Anyone else.
What a coincidence. My J-date name is F through the sheet.
That's why you and I are so good together. Noah, stop twirling your hair coyly. I see you. You clearly want some of the JCVD Belgian suburbs.
I love how you're wearing pajama pants and doing a split right now.
And it doesn't even matter.
In between the chairs.
Sometimes
you didn't
I
even ask for that.
I even walk into a club wearing pajama pants. And all the women say, look, it's JCVD, he's so hot. Despite the fact that he's wearing pajama pants.
Well, he's already
right
ready
now.
For bed, is what that means.
That's what it means.
He's ready to go right now.
He's going commando, too.
Oh, yeah.
See, no, well,
he's got one nut hanging out of the pee hole.
See, I cannot do that.
But you know he's ready for action.
But when I go to club, I cannot do that because... Now, I'm getting technical. I'm the JCVD live cast. But...
Wait, what? It's the Metal Injection live cast.
If JCVD...
Don't worry, Rob's the web developer. It's okay.
JCVD is very well endowed, man. And if I walk around commando, and this, by the way, that's a fucking Arnold movie. Don't bring it up again. When I walk around commando with no
you
support,
you brought it up again.
I'm allowed. You're not.
No.
Not shot coming for
oh,
you.
No.
Ja. When I walk around without support, you know, the mini JCVD tends to scrape along the sidewalk, and this is very dangerous.
Wait, what?
Very, very dangerous.
Isn't that how you get herpes?
No. That is how you get razor bumps and things like this. But you cannot. You cannot. Because the gravel and the granite would go inside the pee hole. And not very good for the well-being of someone in great shape.
But then when you come inside your woman, it makes it even more intense. Like she's being pelted with rocks in there.
Then it's like you can build a little fish tank in her vagina.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
All the gravel.
I like that.
That I pick up.
You make
but
a dick
no.
Rip for her pleasure.
But no, you know, because I'm...
What are we talking about?
I'm inventing a new form of martial arts, and it's called a kakwando. And it's, I do not want to give too much away, but if I am dragging my penis along the sidewalk, then the JCVD penis is not in top condition. And then I cannot perform my kakwando.
What is kakwando?
Kakwando is a form of martial art if, in case you are ever, say, in a hostile situation and your arms and legs are tied up, all you do is think of something sexy and then you get a bone arrow and you can fight with your cock. You can fight with your cock. You can fend off attackers with your penis.
So what's something sexy that
you think of? See, exactement. Sid has got it. Sid knows what I... Sid is the only one in this room who gets it.
I also heard that you're the only person who could do double dutch by himself.
I can, this is true.
Wait,
I don't
wait.
Need anyone else to... I can do... I can
he
do
provides
kind of,
his own jump.
I home. Can also play slinky.
Yeah. So explain to me, JCBD, how do you get hard? Like, what do you think of?
Usually I think of kicking a pregnant woman in the teeth.
Wow. That's
huge,
what gets you hard?
That's the kind of porn I watch. Yes.
What's the website?
It's everywhere.
It's very niche. I don't know how you say it in America. It's niche porn.
Niche.
Mammary gland porn.
What's the URL of that website?
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme kicking women in the tits while they are pregnant.org.
Wait, so it's...
You jerk off to videos of yourself doing this.
Oh, yes. Did I forget to mention that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty self-sufficient.
Yes. Anything I watch features JCVD.
So what TV shows do you watch?
By the way, buy that domain name right now. No one sees it.
Wait, you mean does it exist?
Not yet.
In Belgium.
It's dot co dot br.
Is it VL? You actually know that you fucking nailed it?
I guess.
What?
You nailed the web developer.
Wait, what kind of web developer am I?
Nailed the.
Nard?
Nailed the. Oh, that's you mispronouncing what
I'm
saying. You must think.
Do you want me to vomit?
I want you. Did you raise your voice to me?
No, I'm speaking in your language.
Raise your voice to JC.
Yes, I did actually. What
come
are you going
to
do about it? No, you come here.
In fact, let me pull my pants down.
Oh my God, it's so big.
That's what you call a nut shot with a cock shot.
A Taekwondo demonstration right in front of
I should not even
it is
that.
So painful!
Are there any cameras in here? I don't want to give anything
no,
away.
No, it's a podcast audio.
You can see.
Oh, man. Do I have like a cock imprint on my face?
No, like that's
yes,
any...
it's right next to
I want one of those!
Like that's anything. No, I'll come here. I'll give you the spotting version so it does not hurt. Come here.
I want it to hurt. I don't like that.
Oh, back up a little.
Whoa, all right, this is getting too violent.
Yes.
We're gonna
everyone,
like a whale is hitting my face right now.
Everyone visit Jean-Claude Van Damme cock-slapping hot skinny bitches in the music studio. .com.org. .edu.
Edu nahoy.
What's that? Two languages.
All right, let's get to a quick music break. JCVD, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Come back for a music break?
Oh, you're like half an hour ago.
I swear to my life.
Oh, is it JCVD, you wanna get us out of here? We're gonna play Faith No More. Why don't you hype it up?
You're listening to the JCVD live cast.
What?
This is Faith No More. What song? You should tell me you're unprofessional.
Any song?
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
This is Any Song by Faith
No
More.
No, not any. All right, whatever.
Been bugging me since the day I was born. But I haven't been transparent about it. I'm sad, I'm part of your uniqueness.
Thank you. Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast, at metalinjection.net/livecast.
All right, we are back.
Every week we play one of those bumpers, and I go, that's my favorite one. And then we, no, that's my favorite one. That's what, they're all my favorite.
Yeah.
We finally, an update on the Metal Injection's livecast studio, we finally got some fucking air in here, as it was 110 degrees.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
I was comfortable.
I was suffering, but there was too much
Anthony,
other stuff going on. And I didn't
want to... Present.
It's definitely better now, but it wasn't that bad to begin with.
Anthony, what did you think of the show so far?
I thought it was quite interesting that, it was awesome. I was laughing all the time. I
you disagreed with your positive review and then gave another positive review.
Anthony was in the bathroom the whole show.
No, I just kind of sat back and just watched the,
chilling in the cut.
Hilarity unfold.
So, thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up.
But you've seen the progression of drunkenness. What do you think?
Well, you were right there with us, right? You're kind of drunk.
I must admit, I stopped early on in the game, but I still kept drinking beers. But this is I've been to a couple of these now, and I've.
I have a whole shot of absinthe that I've been nursing. I think I'm gonna do it.
Pound
right
it
now. Right now, live on the air. Oh. Last 10 minutes.
I'm
oh no!
I'm gonna try to do it.
Noah's right there with me. Frank's right there with me. We are going to vomit later on the...
I'm going to die!
On Metal Injection Overtime, we're going to vomit.
Break it down.
Noah didn't finish it off.
I can't.
Finish it off. Come on, Noah. Come on, Noah. You're so close. We'll be so proud of you, Noah. Come on.
It's burning my fucking mouth. Wait.
Did you finish your whole shot, Rob? I don't know. It looks like there's still a little bit of liquid in there. Finish it up.
Jesus, a little beer.
Polish it off.
Yeah.
Finish it. Do it.
All right. We like.
Drink it down.
We're so wasted. We turned off the lights here in the studio.
There, I did it.
We're like, no, let's really make it after dark. You know. But we're coming.
Noah is definitely waking up with vaginal abrasions tomorrow morning. By the way.
Wait, what does that mean?
You figure it out. They might be calling by you for all I know.
That means I'm going to pass out and they're going to rape me.
Yeah. Well, not really. Rape.
I think, like...
We're friends.
And Rob is going to wind up with ass abrasions.
It's okay,
whoa,
Sid.
What?
It's okay, Sid. I'm wearing a low-cut shirt. I'm asking for it.
Yeah, let's... we have it on tape now. That's it.
I know.
Rob is also wearing a low-cut shirt.
I guess I, too, am asked for it.
We're going to have a foursome. Darren, are you in for a fivesome?
As long as I'm on the bottom.
Oh, wait, no, we're still foursome.
What?
Frank?
Anthony, where are you going?
Go with the ear holes.
I'll be sandwiched in the middle, probably around the third or fourth quarter.
He's going to be the referee.
Oh, he's gonna, good. You're going to be giving and receiving.
Yes. I'll be
participating. Oh, this guy needs a
that's
shot.
A drink. Everybody drink. I'm the gay show host.
The gay show host.
Listen, you wanted to do a drinking game. You got to adhere to the rules now. Let's go. Drinky, drinky.
Frank, you haven't said one thing this whole time. Are you even here?
Yep.
No.
Hello.
Oh, God, Frank is here. People, why doesn't somebody call in? Derek, give him the number.
Come on, Darren!
Oh my God! 646-929-1357. Call and so that we could have someone else sane and not waste.
You know what? I think this is a great idea. To get drunk, two of us get drunk.
You're gonna hate us after this.
Two of us get drunk. Half of us don't get drunk. And then like the what happens? This is just not drunk. It's like, oh, God. They're so drunk.
I'm totally fun, but I have plans for tomorrow. I don't want to be nauseous all day. And Darren,
You just eat.
I just eat.
That sounds like a drink.
Oh, my God.
Difficult for me to comprehend.
What you're saying.
You just eat an egg and cheese and sausage sandwich in the morning.
Shut. Yeah, but no, I like
sour, and you're good.
I gotta say, I like being drunk. I probably won't like it.
I think this brings out the best side of it.
On Metal Injection, Good Morning America tomorrow morning. I don't think I'll be. Wait, what are we? Oh, The Hangover.
The Hangover. Followed by tomorrow's The Hangover.
That's our morning show. It's coming soon. The Metal Injection Hangover. Where we're like the whole show is just gonna be me and Noah. Like, fuck.
The Metal Injection Rape Kit.
I already regret doing this.
Am I pregnant?
The first metal injection baby. Yay!
No, it'd be metal injection before dark.
No, I'm definitely, if I fuck you while you're sleeping, it's definitely without a condom. Come on.
Oh!
Are you kidding?
Why bother?
Anthony, do you prefer with a condom or without a condom?
Which hurts less, Anthony?
The latter.
You get like to get busted the ladder? No.
It's a different. It's a like just fuck the sheet. We fucked through the ladder, exactly.
You're like a hardcore wrestler.
Exactly. It's like through the rungs, but it's like because picture if you're really small and like the thread count on a sheet, like if you were just.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Lions are traditionally short.
This would be fucked with a ladder would be on the Cannibal Corpse contractor's theme.
This one goes out to all the Mexicans. It's called Fucked with a Ladder.
Raped by a teamster.
Through the ladder.
Is that
because a lot of Latinos hang out at Home Depot?
Beat a rape with a T-square.
May or may not be.
Am I out of line there? Am I out of line?
No.
All right, cool. Just making sure. Frank.
What a piece of shit I am.
Do you hang out at Home Depot?
Not at all, man.
No, you don't like.
I'm more of an IKEA kind of guy.
Oh yeah? You like the Swiss men?
Yeah.
You like the big?
Right.
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish.
Berries.
Swedish, whatever.
Well, I don't need the meatballs. Yeah, I like the furniture.
Okay,
like
the Swedish,
faggy furniture.
The Swedish meatballs with Langdonberry sauce and the macaroni and cheese.
I think the kitchen.
So good.
The kitchen, like, I would just go to eat food there.
We know that.
I have done that, actually.
You just went to IKEA. I've done that, too.
Can I just interrupt here for a second for our audience? The closest IKEA is about 80 miles away from where we are. Right
no, there's
now.
One in Brooklyn.
there is.
I'll have one even better.
No,
I went
you
to,
know what's the best about IKEA?
Are you going to outstory me? You're not going to outstory me, are you?
Shut up. When you go to the place shut the fuck up, Rob Wall.
Listen, Rob announcer guy.
When you go to after the cash register, there's...
IKEA after dark?
Look at that cabinet over there.
IKEA un after dark.
That cabinet is wide open, baby. Were you freshly sanded today?
Okay, go ahead, Noah. Go ahead. Meatballs.
I followed the instructions.
I'm going to put three fingers in your gimbal farm. What do you think of that?
So anyway, after you go through the checkout point, there's like a whole place with food.
Yes, the kitchen.
No, it's not the kitchen.
After the kitchen?
No, the chicken is wild. The chicken.
Chicken. Shot. Noah needs a shot.
God, you're all so high.
No, but I got a story while Noah takes a shot. I went to Florida. Yeah. Florida. To Orlando to hang out with some friends. And We totally drove to IKEA just to go to the just to go get some meatballs.
You went all the way to Florida, admit it. You
just
went,
for IKEA, yeah.
You
it's
heard the Florida
it's
IKEA
the
was with.
IKEA to me.
You heard
also
the
best thing in Orlando to eat.
Yeah, that's the only food that I would trust is IKEA.
You heard
that on
the
Walt Disney food.
Let me tell you.
You heard the best IKEA was in Florida, so you flew down there.
There's IKEA space where it's like a rating service for IKEAs.
It's like IKEA's the gots. All they have
IKEA
is IKEA listings.
But, no, I went in Florida. It's so funny, like, being a New Yorker because I'm so, like, us New Yorkers, we're fucking impatient. Like, we are so used to everything now, like, right, like, 2 seconds ago, you know? Like, I want this 2 seconds ago. But I went to a McDonald's there because, you know, again, eatery is so great. I'm like, all right, I'll take a number two, which is, like, the Big Mac value meal.
Took a number two.
Oh, that explains so much now. Explains so much. Like I was there, and it was like 20 minutes, and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't like get like a steak. I didn't get a custom order. I got a fucking number two. Like, what's the big deal?
Number two?
Fast food, but it's not being that fast.
But like all my friends that live there are like, dude, what's your problem? Like, this is how long it takes. I'm like, what is how long it takes? And
I just observed this about Floridians in general. The sun is something, it warps their.
They're very slow.
It's so slow. It's true.
Very slow.
It's like turtles. Like turtles adapt to the weather. Moves.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even realize. I had to like calm myself down. Like, Rob, why are you in a rush? You're not on your lunch break. You're not. You don't have to be somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just on vacation. Like,
why didn't you smoke weed?
Oh, I did. And I had the munchies, which is why we decided to go to McDonald's. Oh, I'm burping. I'm a burper.
You still need to do your
I gotta do my shot. Pardon me, moi.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I don't remember what I was saying before.
You were talking about IKEA. That's what you just said. That just sounds like some guy like, bruh.
By the way, we're going to go overtime. So
yeah, it's time for metal injection. Overtime.
Here, you got to download the archive.
It's only for the podcast listeners.
This might be the longest overtime we ever have, also.
We're never going to let you go home, Sid.
That's fine.
We're going straight through to next Friday.
Nice.
Ready for the
metal injection, 3600. All
right. Shot.
Uh-oh. Oh. Here I go.
Woo!
Nice.
Oh, I smell that. You know what? You know what this smells like? This smells like me going to the bathroom tomorrow morning and slipping on a pile of vomit. That's what this smells like. Awesome.
Sid and I are roommates.
That was so disgusting.
Why do you keep drinking it?
Because we have to. We planned this for before the show.
It's just lie. I mean, I feel bad for you at this point.
We're suffering.
Like pathetic drunks. I'm about to call rehab.
Rob is, like, holding back the vomit. I totally understand what you're going through because I feel it in my esophagus. It's like this burning feeling.
That's what she said.
Yes, when JCVD fucks women, it's...
I don't know how we went from Jaeger to tequila to absinthe. I don't think that was a good idea.
Why is it, there's no sex talk going on? Why are we playing this?
Because we're talking about deep-throating liquor.
Oh, okay. Wow, man. You're all... I swear, this is not for effect, audience. This is a reality show right now. They're gone. The look in the eyes is the vacant stare.
I think we need to call off this drinking game.
Don't throw up onto your keyboard.
That sounded like a mispronunciation.
You know what, actually...
I think you better take a shot.
To be fair, the time frame of the actual live cast is done, so we probably should. The drinking game should have finished.
No, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's over. We're at overtime.
We can't do this anymore.
Seriously,
fuck
like
that. Drink, motherfucker.
Rob, get stop.
No,
done.
How about that?
Unless Dave Mustaine comes and like force feeds it to me.
Dave Mustaine here?
No, I just checked over the rules. If I play a fart sound effect, you have to take roofies. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Wow, you're gonna have
is,
to. I'm sorry.
Is a roofie a form of a painkiller?
Yes.
It's
exactly
the ultimate painkiller.
It helps you stop being
for the
drunk.
Guy.
This is. You know what a roofie feels like? No, here. I have the audio translation of a roofie. Ready?
It's like the opposite of a roofie. Roofie puts you out.
Yeah.
No, that's what the guy says to her the next morning.
Oh.
No, the guy's gone.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
He's usually gone, and then I wonder how I got pregnant, and then I go to the abortion.
Wait, Sid, you're not sorry for raping Noah tomorrow morning?
Do they know you on a first name basis?
It's
going to
be
in
about an hour, and no, I'm not going to.
Sorry! Where's that? I can't get enough time.
They actually reuse the same coat hanger for me, Darren.
Wow.
Well, that's why she's so thin. She doesn't just get babies aborted there. She has a really heavy lunch.
Well, that's the thing.
She gets her lunch aborted with a paperclip?
Well, why not take them both out at the same time?
Yeah.
They're paying anyway while they're in there.
Pull that sandwich out of that fetus's hand.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so no paperclips.
Get that Taco Bell out.
There are no paperclips involved?
And one extra chalupa. Can you help
me?
Noah's
vagina is like the inside of a geode.
Wait,
I don't even know what that
what's
means.
A geode?
I thought you meant one of those lamps that you touch and the electricity goes.
I thought
through.
It was those cars.
Like those rocks.
That's a geode metro.
That, it's like all sparkly and shiny inside.
What, what is this, earth science?
Yeah. It sounded funny to me.
That was vagina and igneous rock.
Is this true, Noah?
It's actually sedimentary.
What has this podcast deteriorated to?
So far, I hardly know her.
No?
Sorry.
Looks like the live cast cut off for Taco Meat. I got to tell you, Taco Meat.
Oh, Taco.
All this good stuff is only for the iTunes subscribers. Or
wait,
the.
What did he say? Hold on.
He said, is the cast over? Because at exactly 12, it should cut off from here.
He can't even hear this.
Nobody can hear this other than the people in the Metal Injection Studios. Unless
you subscribe.
And you download it later because we are so technologically advanced. We're in Web 2.3 that we record the show ourselves, and then we upload what we record after we're done.
Because Rob is our web developer.
2.3?
2.3. It's an upgrade. There was a firmware upgrade. Did you not get the notice?
I did not get that notice.
You don't have the automatic update set up?
Nah, dude. Why didn't I get
that? Thomas and Anna, the Thomas and Anna! Totally, this is an Ask the Light commercial. This is the most catchy commercial song, though.
I just like that.
Never heard
guy.
It before.
You never heard one?
No, you totally heard. Play it through. Play it through.
That's
heard.
All I have.
Thomas
and Anna,
the Thomas and Anna! Come on! Do you not watch sports? Do you all watch the NBA Finals on ABC?
Yeah, I got the whole thing.
Not really, not. No, I don't. I'm not.
Frank, are you still here? You just said like three words.
Well, you keep talking. So what am I gonna
do? Rob is always like you're just going to take over.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no.
Or,
no.
Or you need to have two blondes interview you at rainandblondes.com.
It's raining blondes?
Rain in
quick,
blondes.
Quick, close the windows. It's raining blondes.
Fuck up your
blues! From the stylist in the sky!
From a marijuana sky.
Where is the marijuana? That's what this
is. I think you're fucked up enough.
No, in 20 minutes I'll be fucked up enough.
When are we announcing the winners of the Mayhem Fest ticket thing?
What is it? A few weeks away. The contest just started.
Be patient. Please.
Turn off that music.
Tell me to play it, you fucking
that was like
asshole.
So long ago.
I'll turn it off. What do you have to do to win
sound
that
effects,
contest?
Hey, all you got to do is you got to be a Metal Injection junkie, and then you got to look on the sidebar on the main page where there's a banner that says, hey, click here to win tickets, and then you leave a comment with the location of the place that you want to win tickets for. And then after a few weeks, we will go in and we will randomly pick a winner for each tour date, and that could be you. Did that make sense? Or was that did I say that out loud or in my head?
No,
I don't.
It's totally out loud.
Who's talking?
His name is Frank.
Where am I? Who's Frank?
Terminator.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
JCVD wasn't in that movie.
JCVD, were you in Terminator?
Is he still here?
Is JCVD here? I wonder if Darren's here.
I mean, you went to...
I'm here. You're just, like boring me right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're boring. Here, why don't we make it the Darren injection live cast?
Darren disinterested Delgado.
Here. It's the Darren injection live cast.
Okay.
This is Chuck Flanagan. Okay. Reminding
Here's my show. I'm not going to act like a couple of drunk fucks and stumble all over myself.
Boring! What a boring show.
SCS dead.
All right, I got it now. Now it's time for the Metal Injection Anthony cast.
Let's do it.
Why isn't it playing?
Oh, very good.
There we go. Anthony! Ow!
I can't believe At the Gates sponsored.
At the Gates. That's
sounds like a mispronunciation to me. Let's have a
drink.
Drinky poo. Drinky poo.
I'm not going to, like, equalize this fast enough to archive it until tomorrow.
That's okay. So what?
We got Frank here. Frank can be the producer of the show. Oh, good.
Who said that?
You.
What?
You better have.
What?
Wait, let's hear the Rob show. That's all. Go ahead. Play that. Come on, I'm anxious to hear this.
This
over it.
Hold on to your
here,
over it.
This is the Rob show, and
I'm over it. That sucked.
I didn't say that. Who said that? Where did you get these voices? Did you, like, program me into the bland announcing machine?
Darren's penis.
What? What about Darren's penis?
What about it?
I don't know. Who said that?
You keep saying it.
I didn't say anything.
I guess.
What? What's happening?
Wait, Rob, what were you telling me before the show again?
I should kill myself.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I did tell you about that. In confidence, though. Why did you have to say something? Karen?
Rob, I'm sorry. I slipped. I apologize.
Why did you have to go there? What? Why did you...
Too far. Too far.
Why did you have to say something? All right. This show is deteriorating, people. It's over. It's coming to an end.
I think we need to pass that on the couch, Rob.
I think that this show could be summarized in one sound effect.
That is a great show. You're the butt of the joke.
I'm not a butt. I'm a boob.
But anyway, let the adults handle the wrap up. All right.
Okay.
I just farted, so you guys should drink.
Oh, shit!
Noah?
We want to thank all our callers while they're drinking again. Thank you, Taco Meat. Thank you, Drunken Metal Hobo.
Rich, thank you, Rich.
Rich called in. Rich was Taco Meat.
No, Mike was Taco
Meat.
And thank you to everyone who checked RaidenBlonde.com.
Yeah, check Raiden.
All three of you.
BrutalTruth/Noah.
Thank you, Anthony, for getting drunk with us. Anthony, say some words.
One at a time.
Some words. Very nice.
I can't believe Rob cut me.
I'd like to thank JCVD's sparring partner, Renee.
Who the fuck is Renee?
He's a sparring partner. I just said it.
What is a sparring partner?
You don't know what that means?
Explain it.
Rob doesn't know anything that's not feminine. Is that?
Fem, you mean fem.
Fem.
Go see Noah's trying not to be sexy picture.
Learn more about me.
It's on the main page of Metal Injection. So
stop by the 50th precinct tomorrow morning to see Noah reporting the rape.
And if you look like Alexi Leho or John Schaefer.
That's that.
Lay ho, I'm about to do that.
Thank you to our...
Oh, you're the hoe.
Thanks to our new sponsor.
I'm going to lay you.
J-Date.
Sheets with holes in them.
Make sure to check out the metalinjection.net. You can win free tickets to Mayhem Fest.
You can follow
VHS.
You can follow Jenny on Twitter.
Jay Tussey.
Also, we have a Twitter. It's Metal Injection.
Or Noah Injection. You can
follow me. Injection. No.
If you want to know what I think about
things.
Let's
look at some of Noah's most recent tweets. Let's see how prophetic they are.
Oh,
or pathetic.
You're not really going to do that.
He has another 30-minute segment here coming.
It's time for Noah's tweet.
This whole overtime segment should be 2 hours, so that could just be next week's show.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea while we're here.
You
take the week off.
It's you say, I believe it's at Marina Bach. You're gonna stare at her boobs while she's on an elliptical machine.
That's fucking true because we work out together.
You know, I don't.
And she always wears V-shaped shirts, so her boobs always stick out.
God bless her.
I know.
I really feel she is not aware that she's like, you know,
she's
showing things like
that. Yeah, true. Here's a tweet. Man, if it wasn't for that cheeseburger at 3 a.m., I would be so hungover now.
That's true.
That's funny because you're going to be really hungover tomorrow.
Have a cheeseburger.
And I don't have a cheeseburger.
Somebody bring her a cheeseburger. We're at the Metal Injection Studios at 666 Metal Injection Drive.
Anybody who's
Metal Injection, New York, 11204.
Make sure that it has bacon and cheese on it.
Oh, she's fucking a rebel, because not only is she breaking one Jewish code, she's breaking two. Because it's pork and dairy on meat. Pork is not allowed, and you can't mix dairy and meat, so that's like the two rules that she's breaking. All right, that's our live cast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is the conclusion of Metal Injection Overtime. 12 minutes of exclusive content exclusively for our podcast subscribers on iTunes and at metalinjection.net/livecast. Why am I talking in this voice?
I don't know, but it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it really is.
Why doesn't everybody say goodbye? Darren, you first.
Oh. Goodbye.
Bye.
Wait, are you leaving? Oh.
Wait,
all leaving.
Do that thing with your inner cheek thing that you do, the drop.
It's disturbing.
I can't.
Oh, he's under pressure. He can't pee under pressure.
That's the sound of me ejaculating inside Noah while she's asleep.
In 2 hours!
That's how loose she is.
No, in like
it's
10
last
minutes.
Call with Kid Castano.
It sounds like drops.
We're going to do a live remote from her bedroom.
Yes.
Join us tomorrow morning on Metal Injection Hangover.
Me sweating.
Not really. But we should do that. We should get together for 1 hour on Saturday mornings to do a recap show
of
the live cast.
Yeah, Saturday morning. Good luck with that.
I'll be hungover.
That's why it's called the Metal Injection Hangover. Ah!
No, it's not.
Yeah,
anything
it's
that gets me up before noon is not a good idea.
Well, what if you all slept here?
It'd be at 6 a.m. That's the schedule.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Why don't we just do it now?
Welcome to the Metal Injection Hangover.
We'll just record it until 6 a.m.
Go!
This has to be the most incoherent show we've ever done.
It's all right, we're on overtime.
Darren, are you embarrassed of us?
No.
Darren, is it because Noah's fat?
Well, that too.
Wait, that's not it.
That wasn't
Darren,
what I was thinking of, but yeah.
Is it because you're fat?
Exactly it, Rob. That's the pot, the fat calling the kettle fat.
Yeah.
It's the boobs calling the kettle booby. Because I have boobs.
Let's wrap it up, please.
All right, I'm going to cut this off in like a second.
Don't say cut off around me, please.
I'll spit on your wall before I say it.
About to say she, you can...
Darren's penis.
It's over, guys. It's all over.
I can't believe it.
It's so emo.
Why is this bad?
Honestly, I don't know how 2 hours passed already.
I don't know. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes that passed. I'm dead on the inside. I should kill myself. Where's the one where I said, so I sucked Darren off that one.
Oh, right.
It was my favorite one. Because it's not true.
It's true.
It's a little true. Or I'm probably smoking crap right now. Yes, I did suck Darren off.
Why did you just say it?
Sid?
It's the same thing.
No,
what
not
did
Sid.
You have to say about Sid?
No, Sid didn't eat my asshole.
Oh.
I'm probably doing crack right now in Maryland.
That's the end of our show, everybody. Thank you for bearing
oh,
with us.
Oh, you, Sid.
Wait a minute. Wait, what did I say at the end?
Hope you die.
Oh, you, Sid. Hope you die.
That's it, everybody. We're coming to the conclusion.
I'm over it.
We are over it. Thank you to Frank. Thank you to Anthony. Thank you to Jenny. Thank you to Rich. Thank you to Taco Mike. Thank you to Sid.
Hello, me.
Thank you to Jägermeister.
Hello, me.
Thank you to Absinthe.
What about Raiden Blonde?
Thank you to JCBD.
Raiden Blonde for interviewing
thank
me.
Thank you to Raiden Blonde for interviewing.
I love that no matter how shit-faced Noah is, she's still all about just giving...
And serious. By serious. That I can
more.
Still keep having a job.
It's so sad. Serious is going out of business.
Yeah.
How about thank you to whatever jeans company made the super tight jeans that Noah's wearing right now?
Yeah, thank you for Noah's booty jeans.
The size negative one.
Because I'm glad that you brought that up, because everybody's been staring at Noah's booty.
She
whole
rubbed
life.
Her ass on me before.
How did it feel?
I was doing it for the dollar bills, y'all.
It was great. I thought I was dreaming.
I can't believe you paid me $1.
You gave it
day.
Back. I offered you a dollar. You
this
take
has been
it.
The longest sign-off in the history of the Mental Injection Live cast.
Oh, good.
All right, we're done. We're really done. We are. You're probably not even listening right now, so we understand. Because we're drunk and we think
no way for them to listen right now unless they're down.
Well, they're listening. They're listening right now in the sense that they downloaded the podcast and they're like, "All right, I'm going to put this on and I'm going to go clean my room." And then like 2 hours later, they're like, "Wow, this is still on?"
No, their computer ran out of memory trying to download it. Actually, is what happened.
This is a live cast that never ends. Well, it goes on and on, my friend.
Going to cut into the
Block Talk Lady is driving over here right now to tell us to shut the fuck up.
She's got a bat.
I can't believe you're still on.
Bend over.
Just when you thought it was over.
Ow!
Sing again, please.
All right, we're seriously out of here. Let's close it with the Star Rule featuring Metallica. We did it again. Thank you for listening. Join us next week. MetalInjection.net/podcast.
know more songs because we watched them at Download Fest in the live stream, and they were fucking amazing. So we're going to bring them to you in the form of illegal music right now.
Yeah.
On the live cast.
Mama's
Faith No More songs because we watched them at Download Fest in the live stream, and they were fucking amazing.
Metal Injection live cast.
I'm already pretty drunk. We're playing a fucking drinking game, and we're running out of alcohol. We really prepared for this one. But we're going to take a short music break. We're only playing Faith No More songs because we watched them at Download Fest in the live stream, and they were fucking amazing. So we're going to bring them to you in the form of illegal music right now.
Yeah.
On the live cast.
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the metal... This is your announcer. Not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich. Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
president.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Yes, yes, y'all, it's a party. It's a Metal Injection party, hardy! Woo!
We got the booze, and we got the bloomin' onion.
We got the booze, the bloomin' onion, and the boobs. Lots of boobies. We got Noah's boobies, we got Jenna's boobies, we got
yeah,
my
your
boobies. God damn it, that was my joke!
It's not a joke, it's reality.
Not if I'm in denial.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Livecast. We have a great show.
for you tonight. JCBD will be here a little later on. It's a huge thing. He's going to do the world premiere. It's going to be the world premiere of his new band. He has a band.
What kind of band is it?
I'm not even sure. I don't even know. He just he called me up. He called me up and he was like, I don't do a good JCBD impression, but you know, he was just like, Robert, I have a new band. Something like that. And then I was like, all right, I want to premiere on the podcast.
So what, like, you don't think of him as being a musical
band. Yeah, it's a metal band, he told me. That's all he would tell me. He wouldn't.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Yes, yes, y'all, it's a party. It's a metal injection party, hardy! Woo!
We got the booze, and we got the bloomin' onion.
We got the booze, the bloomin' onion, and the boobs. Lots of boobies. We got Noah's boobies, we got Jenny's boobies, we got my
boobies.
God damn it, that was my joke!
It's not a joke, it's reality.
Not if I'm in denial. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Livecast. We have a great show for you tonight. JCBD will be here a little later on. It's a huge thing. He's going to do the world premiere. It's going to be the world premiere of his new band. He has a band.
What kind of band is it?
I'm not even sure. I don't even know. He just he called me up. He called me up and he was like, I don't do a good JCBD impression, but you know, he was just like, Robert, I have a new band. Something like that. And then I was like, all right, I want to premiere it on the Livecast.
So what, like, you don't think of him as being a musical
band. Yeah, it's a metal band, he told me. That's all he would tell me. He wouldn't tell me any more information.
Really?
We're going to find out a little later.
We could, like, thrash it or trash it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And
there'd be lots of trashing. Oh.
How do you know?
Maybe I don't mean that, like, because there's another element.
Yeah,
we're
getting trashed.
Oh.
We decided that it would be a good idea to do.
We decided.
Yeah, it's in my best interest to do a drinking game. No Pepsi involved.
You're going to mix it with Pepsi?
I'm going to mix it with Dupes, like the one I'm smoking right now.
Oh, man.
And,
you are so going to throw up, Rob.
I know. But that's my goal. My goal is to vomit before the 2 hours are up. So the drinking game, we haven't really fully discussed the rules. Let's come up with it now. Two things, you know, it's going to be me. Noah's in. Who else is in? Anthony. Anthony's here. Anthony, are you in the drinking game?
Present.
Okay, that's a yes. And Frank. Frank's here. He's eating, but he will also be drinking. So a bunch of us are going to be getting drunk. Sid, Darren, you guys are going to be the babysitters.
Yeah, we'll chaperone.
And
you guys just
we have plans for our Saturday.
And Jenny is going to be the one rolling the dudes.
Someone's
got
to carry you home.
Yeah,
that's right.